Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We all have loved ones who've fallen away from the church, and we all try to do individually what we can on our own, but we are so much stronger when we are united together. And Archbishop Naumann established us as a public association of the faithful. That means that all the prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of all our members, it forms a kind of spiritual treasury, a pool that we can all offer together for the conversion and holiness of our loved ones. Now, as a member, you can designate your loved ones to receive these graces, trusting that God will bring about their conversion. But to fully participate in those graces and offer them for your loved ones, you do have to make an act of the will. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. All you have to do is click the link below and enroll. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's offer this rosary for all of the members' loved ones. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today is the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque between 1673 and 1675 in Paré, France, just north of Lyon. He gave her four revelations of his Sacred Heart. The first occurred on December 27th, as St. Margaret was in Eucharistic adoration. Jesus appeared and allowed her to rest her head on his chest, just as John the Apostle had done at the Last Supper. Then Jesus disclosed the marvels of his Sacred Heart to her. He said, "My divine heart is so inflamed with love for all people that I am unable to keep them pent up any longer. That is why I need you, as the apostle of my Sacred Heart, to make known to all people the love of my heart, so that I may enrich them with my divine life and save them from hell." Now, Margaret felt ashamed that her heart was so cold. Knowing how she felt, Jesus asked for her heart, which she begged him to take, and he took her cold heart and placed it in his own Sacred Heart, which is a burning furnace of love. Then he took her heart out of this furnace of love and put it back in place of hers. And he said to her, "That is how your heart will be set on fire, by continuously giving your heart to me in the Mass and receiving my Sacred Heart in Holy Communion." Well, if Margaret Mary felt that her heart was cold, then mine must be frozen. Maybe you feel the same way. But what can we do? Exactly what Jesus told her. The Mass is an exchange of hearts. At Mass, we are invited to offer our cold and stony hearts to Jesus when the priest says, "Lift up your hearts." And we say, "We lift them up to the Lord." Then Jesus gives us his Sacred Heart in Holy Communion, which is a burning furnace of love to set our hearts on fire. The Mass is an exchange of hearts. What a wonderful but simple way for our hearts to be set aflame. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Jesus revealed his heart for a second time in this way. In June 1674, Jesus again appeared to Margaret Mary, all resplendent with glory, his five wounds shining like so many suns. Flames issued from every part of his sacred humanity, especially from his heart, which resembled an open furnace burning with love. It was then that he made known to her the ineffable marvels of his pure love, and he showed her to what excess he loved us. But sadly, From most people, he received only ingratitude and contempt. Then Jesus said, I feel this more than all that I suffered during my passion. If only they would make me some return for my love, I would think it little of all that I've done for them already, and I would wish it were possible that I could suffer still more for them. But the sole return they make for all my eagerness to do them good is to reject me and treat me with coldness. I beg you to console my heart by making up for their ingratitude as far as you are able. Then Jesus revealed to her a very simple way that we can love him and make up for all the indifference he receives. He simply asked us to go to Mass and receive him in the Eucharist with love as often as we can. What a simple request. To just go to Sunday Mass or an extra daily Mass a week or every day. And we can console the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Then on June 16th, 1675, Jesus revealed for a third time his Sacred Heart. He said, Behold, the heart which has so loved men that it has spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself in order to testify to its love. And in return, I receive from the greater part of humanity only ingratitude by their irreverence and sacrilege and by the coldness and contempt they have for me in this sacrament of love. Then Jesus asked, that the Friday after Corpus Christi be established as a special feast honoring his Sacred Heart. On that day, this day, we can honor his heart and receive him in Holy Communion with love, and in this way, we can really console his Sacred Heart and make up for all the indifference he receives. Jesus said, "I promise you that my heart will expand itself to shed in abundance the influence of its divine love upon those who honor it and cause it to be honored on this day." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. In the fourth revelation, Jesus requested the nine first Fridays. He asked that we receive him in the Eucharist on the first Friday of nine consecutive months as a way of loving him and making up for all those who refuse to love him. He said, "I promise you, in the excessive mercy of my heart, that my all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Friday in nine consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in my disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. My divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment." What an amazing deal Jesus strikes with us, that if we will go to Mass and receive him in communion on the first Friday of nine consecutive months, he promises us that we will be assured of a happy death, to receive the sacraments and go to heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Jesus gave 12 promises to those who love his Sacred Heart. He said, "My Sacred Heart will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. I will establish peace in their homes, comfort them in all their afflictions. My heart will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners will find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Lukewarm souls shall become fervent, while fervent souls will quickly mount to high perfection. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. I will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. And those who promote this devotion will have their names written in my heart." 12 promises. But there is one condition: conversion. We must be willing to convert, to change, to grow in virtue. And how in the world will we do that? Well, that's a work of the Holy Spirit. So ask the Father for the gift of the Spirit, but you must do your part. And your part is daily meditation with a daily resolution. And then do whatever you can to love the heart of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus. Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, we're inviting people to pool together their resources, their spiritual resources, prayer, work, joy, and suffering, to be offered for the conversion of our loved ones. And so, today, I would invite everyone to go to Mass tomorrow. Because tomorrow is the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So I say that because maybe it's too late today for people to, if they haven't already gone, to go to Mass. But this resolution's for 24 hours. So what a great thing to do. Go to Mass tomorrow and honor the heart of the Mother of Jesus. You know, if we could ask Jesus, hey, Jesus, today I didn't listen to the rosary until later, and I didn't know it was a feast of the Sacred Heart. What can I do? And he would say, well, you could go and honor my mother's heart tomorrow. So that's what we can do. But that means you have to get up in the morning.
Does the 12 o'clock not count?
There is no 12 o'clock on Saturday. Tomorrow's Saturday.
See, we're recording this at an entirely different time. I was thinking about, and I'm still in my head reflecting on the first Saturdays, or first Fridays.
Yeah.
First Fridays and first Saturdays. It's what makes first Saturdays so uniquely difficult for me. Because it's very easy. There's a really great 12 o'clock Mass on Fridays. And that's for me, the perfect time to go to Mass. Oh.
You know, it really, to me, it's so amazing. Okay, God says, listen, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm God. I'm going to become human. Which would be like us saying, I'm going to become a worm. And then I'm going to suffer grievously for you and die for you. And then I'm going to go even further and I'm going to make myself a little piece of bread. I'm going to come to you in the form of bread. And I'm going to go that great lengths. All you have to do is just come to Mass and receive me. It doesn't seem like this is a fair trade.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about, because I think it's so sad that I think we all get into, well, I don't know if we all, I won't speak for everyone, but I, as myself, and I've discussed this with many people, there's this tendency to logic yourself out of, I hear people say specifically, oh, no, I believe in God. I'm a Christian. I don't see the need to, like, go to any church or anything. I can pray at home. I pray in my heart. Like, I believe in God. And that's enough, because God loves me. And it's a unique trap, because yes, God loves you. Yes, you can pray at home, but the bar is so low and we're finding excuses to not even do that.
Yeah.
It's so, so, so low. And at that point, what are you doing for God? If it's never on his terms, if the smallest thing that he has asked for, we can't even do that and we find excuses for, because that's the usual logic. And even I, sometimes I'm like, oh, it's just, I mean, I'm in okay standing, so I won't worry about that today, but it's just so little of favor and yet the most important thing.
Yeah.
There are very few times that I can really excuse that.
Yeah.
But it's the way that we can reason our way to whatever we want.
Yeah, why do we have this tendency as humans? We all do this. We all do this. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find the bare minimum. But what if we were to say, oh, how can I love God in the greatest way? And mm-hmm. I'm in no way trying to say that we have to earn God's mm-hmm. love. But shouldn't we try to love him?
Yeah, it's not about our heart? It's not about earning his love. It's about showing him our love. Yes. I think we look at it completely. You've nailed it. I think that mindset specifically comes from the idea that we already have God's love, so we don't have to do anything more for it, which is right. He already loves us, but we need to love him.
Yeah.
And this is exactly how we show our love.
Because this is the way he asked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so simple and it costs us nothing.
Yeah. Any other excuse? And this is really incriminating for myself, but any other excuse is just a lack of love.
Yeah. Now, there are lots of situations where people, you have little kids, you're taking care of elderly parents, your work makes it impossible. There are all kinds of situations of your state in life, it's impossible. But for a lot of us?
I know personally, I can make it to Mass. I can. I'll tell you what, I don't have anything at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
What a beautiful thing Jesus is saying. The 9 first Fridays are a great way to express your love for me. The 5 first Saturdays. He makes it so easy. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.